this is National Vaccination Month. Perhaps you've heard several recent stories about vaccines. And this week, a group of medical experts is urging the government to make sure that more children do get their shots. Just last week, a national report said that while vaccination rates across the country are high, there are pockets that have fallen behind. Day to Day's Madeline Brand joins me now to explain. Madeline, where are these pockets?
Well, Alex, most of them, interestingly, are in your neck of the woods, in the western part of the United States, with Colorado as the number one laggard. And there are several reasons for this, but Colorado's chief medical examiner told me he chalks a lot of it up to the independent, I'll do it my way philosophy that permeates the West. Many parents feel that it should be their choice to vaccinate, and they don't want the government telling them what to do.
Why is this such a hot topic now?
Well, it's really almost as controversial a topic among certain groups of parents as, let's say, Israel or gay marriage. There are the pro-vaccine people and a growing anti-vaccine camp. I talked to Debbie Tracy, a mom in Manhattan, who is firmly in the anti-camp. She hasn't given her 2-year-old daughter a single vaccine.
To me, it's inconceivable. Why would I jeopardize my daughter's health?
Now, Tracy's heard stories of babies dying in their parents' arms from vaccines or having convulsions. So she went to the web to find out more information. She joined a support group for parents who don't want to immunize. And she consulted with her chiropractor. And her chiropractor gives her toddler a spinal adjustment once a month and is against vaccines. Tracy says she's not afraid her daughter will catch measles or polio or whooping cough.
I mean, if we were living in an area where sanitation was poor, or food was questionable and things like that, I could see being concerned about it, but we're not in that situation.
Medical experts like Colorado's chief medical officer, Dr. Ned Collange, say Tracy's views represent a big step back.
One of the two biggest advances in medicine of all time is immunizations. 100 years ago, the average age of death of an American was 35 years. And the number one cause of death was infectious disease.
But the arguments from mainstream medicine don't wash with Debbie Tracy and others who've rejected vaccines. Tracy is a hypnobirth specialist, meaning she teaches women how to deliver babies while under hypnosis. She believes in alternative, holistic health care and doesn't trust the scientific, medical, pharmaceutical establishment.
What I looked at was, what do the pro-vaccination people have to gain from it? And what do the anti vaccination people have to gain to it? To me, it comes down to the pro. They get money politically through pharmaceuticals and stuff. It's a money thing. The anti, they get lives. They get people who stay alive instead of dying.
Many vaccine critics like her have complained of this unholy trinity of big government, big business, and big medicine, who they say have ignored or covered up the risks of vaccines. And Dr. Robert Wolf, a professor of family medicine at Northwestern University, says there's something to that, and that doctors should not insist that vaccines are entirely harmless.
In Great Britain last winter, only about some parts of London, only 65% of children were getting the MMR vaccine, because of this worry about the connection to autism, even though most studies have not shown any connection at all. The health minister actually said that she felt that the connection was to the mishandling by the government of the mad cow disease scandal, where in 1995 the health minister said that there was no risk at all in humans of getting mad cow disease. And then, you know, at his latest count, at least 120, 130 people died from it. So that led to a loss of trust in the government in Britain, and that led to a loss of trust when they told people how safe the MMR was.
And England was where the first vaccine protests occurred more than 100 years ago. In fact, the term conscientious objector was first coined for people in England who were allowed to opt out of the mandatory vaccination program back then. And vaccination is similar to the military draft. Dr. Wolf says parents may not want their child drafted, but they do want their country protected. And it's the same with vaccines. There isn't a big risk for children who aren't vaccinated as long as the herd immunity remains intact.
But Madeline, isn't that the point? I mean, isn't there a danger that some of these old diseases could come back if everybody doesn't participate in vaccinations?
Well, it's difficult to say at what point the herd immunity is broken, but epidemiologists say they would be concerned if vaccination rates fell below about 90% for some diseases. And already you see in Colorado, the number one laggard, the whooping cough is back. And measles, while it's rare here in the U.S., is still one of the biggest killers of children in developing countries. About 1 million children die each year.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome.